Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, June 23rd. A local group preparing a house for Ukrainian families fleeing the Russian invasion of their country is looking for volunteers. Lacia Chapman of Chapman's Ice Cream says the Ukrainian village of Owen Sound will temporarily house mainly Ukrainian women and children because most men cannot leave Ukraine. Chapman says they are working on preparing the house and need more volunteers.
Different people are skilled in different ways. Some are good at organizing fundraising events, and some are excellent at fixing light fixtures, and it seems like we could use all of them.
Chapman says anybody who is willing to do a little bit of painting, cleaning, and donate some of their time is encouraged to contact them by email at ukrainianvillageofowensound@gmail.com. You can learn more in our Bayshore Broadcasting news story and also visit the Ukrainian Village of Owen Sound Facebook page. The Paisley Rotary Club is donating $50,000 over the next 3 years towards the village's new splash pad. The first $20,000 portion of the donation was given to the town on Tuesday. Rotary Club President Colin McDonald says they are happy to help.
A lot of things are happening in Paisley with the natural gas coming in and new younger families coming in. We just thought it was a great idea to put this forward.
The project is expected to start construction in September and open in 2023. Ontario Premier Doug Ford will be sworn in alongside his cabinet tomorrow. The Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario now has 83 members of provincial parliament. Who will get the positions has not been announced, but Ford says he has consulted with former Health Minister Christine Elliott about who should have that important portfolio going forward. Locally, we'll find out if Huron Bruce MPP Lisa Thompson will continue as Ag Minister or be shuffled. Today was the last day for MPs to sit in the House of Commons in Ottawa before the summer constituency break. MPs will now return to their ridings until late September. When they do return to Ottawa, the Conservative Party of Canada will have chosen a new leader. That happens September 10th. The Most Livable Cities annual ranking is looking pretty good for Canada. The Economist released the list, and the 2022 Global Livability Index ranked 173 cities around the world on healthcare, crime rates, political stability, and infrastructure. Three cities in Canada made the top 10 cities in the world to live in. Number one on the list was Vienna, Austria, followed by Copenhagen, Denmark. Next, Calgary tied with Zurich, followed by Vancouver in the number five spot. Toronto was ranked eighth. Geneva, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Osaka, and Melbourne also made the list. Ukraine and Moldova have both been approved to become candidates for joining the European Union. It's a first step in a process that could take years. Georgia is also looking to join the EU but did not get candidate status today. Many expect that these neighbors of Russia joining the EU will anger President Putin, though he recently denied that would be the case. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is at 18,717, down 286 points. The Dow Jones is up 194 points. Our dollar is trading at 76.97 U.S. cents, down 27 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $104.23, down $1.96 a barrel. In sports, in tennis today in Germany, Bianca Andreescu defeated Daria Kazatkina 6-4 and 6-1 in the quarterfinals. Week 3 in the Canadian Football League has Saskatchewan at Montreal to meet the Alouettes, who are 0-2 tonight. In hockey, the Hamilton Bulldogs meet Shawinigan at the Memorial Cup in New Brunswick. The Bulldogs are last in the four-team tournament and need a win. Otherwise, they'll be in jeopardy of missing the playoff round. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays are off today. They open a series at Milwaukee tomorrow night. On the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page, you'll find an interview about the Terra Fastball Extravaganza this week and the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball Showcase at Meaford on Sunday. Meanwhile, the NBA draft is tonight in Brooklyn. The Toronto Raptors are slated to make their first selection 33rd overall. And tomorrow night on CFOS, if you can't get to the lacrosse game, Matt Hermes has the call of the Bug Juice Senior North Stars hosting Brooklyn on Leon's MacArthur Tire North Star Radio.